Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I'd like to thank you, as always, for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up for you. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest movie reviews. Now, tonight we're broadcasting live from the 2012 ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards Nominees Gala. We'll be speaking with some of the nominees that are now, and we'll be waiting to see if the Stephen Knight Show takes home the official nomination for the Hottest Internet Radio Show. As always, I want you to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. Excited for you and the show. How are things going on that end?
Pretty good. I mean, it's very packed in here. I don't know if you've ever been here. It's being held this year at the Museum Bar. And I have never been here, but it's very spacious. They have, like, three different rooms and everything. Everything's really going down upstairs, and we're in a, like, secluded area so we could do the show. But so far, so good, I have to say that.
How was your performance?
It was good.
Good. So you opened up for the show, or what was it?
Well, they have several people performing. I mean, they have some really good performers. They have some people that, you know. But it's good. It's very interesting. It's kind of like the crowd we had last year, you know, when you were here. We came together last year. It was cool. It's cool.
Okay.
Glad to be here. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Relaxed and busy at the same time, but it was good. It was
right.
My recovery weekend, so
I hear
I
that.
I recovered from Puerto Rico, but it was good. Yours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My weekend was cool. It was laid back. Didn't do a whole lot, but, you know, as always, you know. It's the weekend.
The weekends are always good.
Right. Adam's here with me on location. GK. Adam, GK, what's going on?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Are you having fun?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you having fun?
Yeah. It's a pretty great event here, and the venue is really nice, too. It's in an old church, so it's kind of a cool location.
Good. Renovated the church.
Oh, I forgot. Chike's not on tonight. He did tell me that. So, Adam, it's on you. What's going on in movies?
Okay, well, this weekend I saw Michelle's favorite, Taken 2, in the theater. So, you know, if anyone doesn't know, it's the sequel. The first one had Liam Neeson beating up everyone. This one, Liam Neeson is doing it again. He fights the Dos Equis most interesting guy in the world character. And it was good. It was an action movie, so you're going to get a lot of action. It takes place in Istanbul, Turkey, so you get a lot of locations, also a lot of, you know, fights, car chases, things like that. My only thing is it was a little underdeveloped, I think, in the plot. And I know you don't go to the movie to watch the plot, but for an hour and a half, you know, you felt like they could have done a little bit more to kind of expand on the characters or even extended some of the fights.
I agree. It was awesome as I thought it would be. You're right.
Yeah. I was like, when it was over, I was like, I guess that's it. And, you know, it's an hour and a half later. And that's like, you know, usual Disney movies are about an hour and a half. So that gives you an idea of the shortness of the movie. But, yeah, it was this. I felt like there could have been more, especially, well, not to get into too much of it, but the final fight could have been a little more exciting, I thought, personally. So, but it was good. If you enjoy action movies, you'll like it. So definitely recommend for action people.
Did you see anything else?
No, that was it for me this weekend. You know, there's not too much else. I know that Hotel Transylvania came out, but didn't get a chance to see that. And then I think the Frankenweenie also either came out or is about to come out, the Tim Burton movie. So, yeah, but that was pretty much it.
Okay.
All right. Definitely a movie with a lot going on. We have nominees coming down a little premature right now. But let's keep it moving. What's up, Aaron? How you doing tonight?
Mr. Knight, Ms. Parker. Hey, what's good?
Hey, Aaron.
Hey. How was everything down in the ATL tonight with the awards?
Yeah, the awards are going good. You know, the gala for the nominees that are being announced. We're having some of the nominees coming out now. We're having to let them know we're not really ready for them just yet. But it's going well. It's going well. We're waiting to hear the Stephen Knight Show take on the hottest entertainment. I mean, hottest internet radio show. So definitely.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Stephen, was you nominated this year?
Yeah, I'm nominated for Future Superstar as hottest male vocalist. And then, of course, the Stephen Knight Show is nominated for hottest internet radio show. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what's going on with you, Aaron?
Oh, man, nothing much. Oh, so y'all want to talk about sports?
We would love
right.
to. Your job.
Man, I was talking about the award show. And yeah, okay, sports, yeah, sports. Let's see, good old sports. Well, the Falcons won.
Don't forget about them Falcons.
Yeah. All right.
The Falcons won. They beat the Redskins yesterday. It was, it was a good game.
You don't sound
Virginia,
so excited about it.
I mean, right. I'm cool,
I thought you were a Falcons fan. Aren't you a Falcons fan?
I live in the D.C. area.
He's a Redskins fan.
But he's lived in Atlanta for years. I thought you were a Falcons fan as well, but maybe not. Okay.
I mean you can't go both
teams
are playing.
Right, but, I love the Falcons, but at the same time, I represent where I'm at, too. So, I got a lot of love for the Falcons, but also for the Redskins, too. But anyway, West Virginia won. I mean, the Mountaineers, they beat Texas Saturday. People didn't think that they would even make it a close game, let alone actually win the game. So, number 8. West Virginia Mountaineers beat number 11 Texas Longhorns 48-45 was the score. I'm happy. Let's see, what else can I talk about on sports? I mean, pretty much it was like a pretty relaxed kind of weekend in sports for me. I guess I can talk about the WNBA really, really, really quickly. The Minnesota Lynx are going to the NBA Finals for the second straight season. Congratulations. Yes. The Atlanta Dream, their dream ended. They didn't make it to the NBA, to the WNBA Finals. So too bad, so sad. Oh, Georgia. Yes, let's talk about that. Georgia Bulldogs, man, they got drift. They got that kick on Saturday. Man. By South Carolina, so big up to South Carolina. So.
All right. And what did everybody follow you on? Oh, my bad. I mean,
Hold on, brother. Give me at least another 30 to 40 seconds, man. Hold on.
You just used 5. Okay.
President Obama. Oh, hey.
Right.
That was funny. Okay, we can talk about that too. We can talk about that, I guess, at like another show. But that was hilarious. I could talk about that all night. But I want to talk about really quickly. Let's see, Troy Polamalu is out again for the Steelers, injured.
What's wrong with my baby? What happened?
Girl, your baby is injury prone. He is just he's delicate. Like if by you just touching him. He just gets injured. So all that hair, those commercials with all the hair.
I bet.
that might be his like new career now. Just,
that's okay.
Just
he don't need to be touched anyway. You need to model for yourself.
Yeah. All he needs to do now is just modeling. Just do modeling and commercials. He don't even need to play football anymore at all. But also wanted to talk about Jerry Sandusky.
That guy sounds like he's going to kill himself. You see that he released that huge statement or whatever?
Yeah.
I think it sounds like he's, you know, after tomorrow, I think he's going to, honestly, I think he's going to kill himself in prison. I don't think he's not one of those people who's going to just sit there. And it sounded like it was a, you know what, screw y'all type comment.
Right, right.
Yeah, they said it was kind of eerie.
He was very, really, really, like, just like, mentally fragile. Like, I don't see him spending the next 20-plus years of his life or whatever, you know, spending the
but
last
he's just not that type of person who's going to just sit there and take it. And just, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's not his character.
Right.
So I don't think he's going to sit there. And I know he's going to be convicted.
Yeah.
Sentence. I mean, he's
going to
be sentenced to at least 20. So.
Easily. Easily. And then also being in a prison, you know, a lot of those convicts don't like child molesters, so he's going to have it tough. He's going to have it really tough. But, too bad. So sad. He should have thought about that before he was trying to drop the soap in front of little boys in the shower. So coming. All right. But, yeah, you can follow me on Facebook, Aaron Cosby, Twitter, A120-something. Anyway, just type in my name, Aaron Cosby, on all of it. Type in my first and last name, Aaron Cosby, on Twitter.
Tonight.
Right. I'm just, you know. Anyway, and I'm out. I'm happy for us. Hold on. Congratulations, Stephen Knight, Ms. Parker, to the whole Stephen Knight show, including myself, for the nomination, and Stephen, also to your other nominations, and I hope that it all works out well for us tonight.
Definitely appreciate it. I'll keep everybody posted on it, whether or not we take home the nomination. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
All right, everyone. All right. So Daenerys is not on tonight, but she did update her blog. She's actually under the weather. You can go to budgetshopaholic.com. There'll be a link on our Facebook page for her update. Ms. Parker, what's going on in entertainment news?
Entertainment. Let's see, where do I want to start? So I wanted to talk about this with Aaron, but, you know, he had a lot going on tonight. So he released a picture of my baby, Ray Allen, in a Miami Heat jersey. I don't like that. But we'll talk about that later offline, Aaron and I. Stacey Dash released a statement that she supports Mitt Romney, and I guess her Twitter and Facebook page is going crazy, and people are threatening her and acting crazy. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah,
she votes for whoever she wants to vote for. It's her page, it's her Twitter page. She can say whatever she wants to. I don't understand why people get so mad that that's who she wants to support.
Right.
It's beyond me that black people think every black person should vote for Obama. That's not
exactly.
Everyone's entitled to vote for whoever they want to vote for. Period.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the debate on Thursday? Was it Thursday or Wednesday?
The debate, I believe it was Wednesday. I think the debate, obviously, something was going on with our president, President Barack Obama. He didn't seem as aggressive as he usually is. I mean, I think Mitt Romney, he came off more aggressive. He came off, you know, the big question was he going to be presidential? Could he be presidential? And I think he did come off that way, but if you listen to what he was saying, he really didn't say anything. He didn't give any information. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't break down what I was going to do things. And but I
definitely understand that. I definitely understand that, but I think it went both ways. I think the reason we feel we identified more with what Obama was saying, President Obama was saying, is because we kind of know his policies because he's been in office. Mitt Romney haven't had a chance to implement any policies because I'm just being a devil's advocate. Because I think our president didn't show up. You know what I mean? I think if you're running against someone, you know, you got to show up. And I think he didn't show up, and he wasn't. You know, it felt like he was stuttering and stammering all over the place. I was just amazed.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
So I think he underestimated, you know, Romney coming in and wasn't prepared, thought that he was going to come in there and just, you know.
Right. And
I understand that everyone thinks what Romney saying is a lot, and blah, 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 but everyone who's running for office lies.
Yeah,
so they're going
right,
to say whatever
yeah.
they want to say until they're in office to prove themselves. So it's like,
well,
and, you know, he, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, and with Governor Mitt Romney, he, a former Governor Mitt Romney, he changed a lot of his stance. I think that was one of the
yeah.
big issues because all campaign lines, way, it was all, you know, he was very Republican, very Republican.
Yeah,
and then
very
it seems
conservative,
like
and I agree.
Right.
And he changed
his
appeal to the
undecided, he was more middle.
Who was undecided.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, President Obama, he did say some things that were important, but I think that he didn't call Mitt Romney out on a lot of things, like the 47% of people who he doesn't really care about. Remember, he made that statement.
Mm-hmm.
There was a certain thing that he didn't. But I do think that the next presidential debate will – President Obama's going to come harder because he needs to. You know what I mean? Because he's been harder on the
yeah.
trail, the campaign trail. Now, what did you think about
I was
the whole
very disappointed
with,
because,
yeah,
I mean, too. You know, it was like Mitt Romney came prepared. And this is a man, no matter how much you're going to underestimate someone, this is someone who's running against you for president. He's made
yeah.
it this far. This is the
right.
man who won. He's Republican, as red as can be, won a
yep.
state. A state, the state that he represented. As governor,
right.
was the bluest state for
mm-hmm.
years, 50 or some years, they voted Democrat, and he won as a Republican. But he
yeah.
knew how to appeal to the Democrats and win. He knew
yeah.
how to do
yeah.
So I was just very disappointed that I really wanted him to come, you know, harder
right.
and improve himself. But it is what it is, and we'll see what happens. I'm definitely waiting for Biden and what's his name to debate on Thursday.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. You know, Joe Biden, he doesn't have a sister, so we'll see how that comes off. Now,
I
you know
love
they,
him.
They have the first lady and then the Republican, you know, Mitt Romney's wife. Every year they do, every election year they do the cook, the bake contest between the wives. And it's in the past five elections, the wife who wins the bake contest president always wins, and Michelle Obama won the big contest. I believe it was over
where
the it was. They do something where she makes her famous cookies, and then Romney's wife, I forgot her name, top of my head, and Romney, she made her cookies, and they had like this contest to see who wins it or whatever, who tastes the best, and Michelle Obama won the third. So we'll see if that's true or not in terms of who's gonna win. I really hope President Obama wins. I have to say. Because I think that he deserves another 4 years to correct the mess that he inherited, and I don't think 4 years. And I think President Bill Clinton said it at the Democratic convention that no president could have come in and changed everything.
I agree.
But I don't see that Mitt Romney. I think it's come out of his own mouth, you know, that he just doesn't see it for everyone. Like he doesn't cater.
His problem
to everyone.
Is he doesn't relate. There's no way he
right,
can really be.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't really see it as his fault. If you grow up with a silver spoon in your mouth, you've been rich for generations. You can't
right.
possibly understand what it is
right.
not to have money,
exactly.
and what it is to struggle not to have a job. So
exactly.
by
yeah.
default, he wouldn't make a good president. But I think my biggest issue with Obama's strongest supporters, and I'm voting for him more so because I understand that he inherited a tough job.
Mm-hmm.
My stand is that especially black supporters of Obama don't really give a informed reason of why they're voting. You know what I mean? Like it's more
right,
like I'm voting
yeah.
for Obama because he's and it's like, no, why are you voting for Obama? And then my question is, have you ever disagreed with anything Obama's done? And if you said no, then you just voted for Obama because everybody
right.
else to me. Because that
no
means you're not understanding
candidate.
Policies. There's
right,
no perfect
yeah.
candidate. Exactly.
Right, yeah,
and I think
yeah, yeah.
and I think my disappointment in Obama is I voted for him because I was hoping he was gonna come in and straight thugged out. And just be like, you know what? I don't care
right.
if they're going to if a second term, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I think he compromised too much. So that's my issue with him. But I do agree with you that he inherited a huge
right,
mess
yeah.
and that it's going to take more than 4 years to fix. So, you know, I'll definitely keeping the whole situation in, you know, in my prayers and hope
yeah.
that it works out best for everyone. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
So, did you watch the remake of Steel Magnolias?
Yep, I did.
What'd you think about it?
I don't really remember the first one that well. Like, I remember parts of it. I haven't seen it in so long. But I remember Julia Roberts played, what's her name? Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that. And, I mean, it was okay. It was some bad acting, of course. But it was funny and enlightening, and, you know, I cried a lot. I thought it was good. What did you think?
I watched it. I thought Queen Latifah did a really good job. Especially
she really did a good job.
And did you know that
but
the
she's
woman
a hard
who,
act. You know, she's skilled. She's been doing, you know, Oscar-nominated roles for a while. I don't know the girl who played Shelby. I don't think she did a great job at playing Shelby. She wasn't believable. It was some bad acting, but I think in all, it was a pretty okay movie.
Well, you know the woman, Shelby's the one who passed away, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, that's Felicia Rashad's daughter.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm, that's her daughter, and she apparently has been nominated for Tonys and everything. She's done a lot of Broadway work. I think it was.
Well,
good to
it did seem like she was on stage, but sometimes it doesn't translate. A stage actor doesn't translate on screen as well. So it did. Now that makes sense because I think she was overly dramatic.
Right. Anything else going on there?
But it was good.
Yeah, it was good. I'm sorry, Ms. Parker. I got all these people waiting. Is there anything
else
going on in entertainment?
No, we can move on.
All right, well, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we'll get into the ATL's a nominee giggle. Right back after this.
Great game. I love Monday Night Football. Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong?
I just remembered. It's Jennifer's birthday tomorrow, and I didn't buy her anything. She's going to kill me. I'm so out of time.
No, wait. You do have time.
I'm dead.
It's called TicketsTime.com. They have tickets for everything. Doesn't Jennifer love Lady Gaga?
Loves Gaga.
They have Lady Gaga tickets, too, and the best part, they are really cheap, so you can...
So I can buy even more beer for next week's game.
TicketsTime.com, the best way to get cheap tickets for concerts and sporting events all over the world, and price is so cheap. You can enjoy more beer. TicketsTime.com.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Very excited. We're here at the 2012 ATL Highest Entertainment Awards Nominees Gala here. If you remember, last year we had the pleasure of broadcasting at the 2011 Highest Entertainment Nominees Gala, where we spoke with many of the nominees and even the owner, Kay Bryan, of Pasky Entertainment and Company, who presents the ATL's Highest Entertainment Awards each year. The event was held at the legendary Pasky's Restaurant in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. Well, this year we're here and we're invited again to broadcast, and we're actually here. The event is being held at the Upscale Museum Ball, which, too, is located downtown Atlanta. Nominees include myself, who was in the running for two awards, and our team here at Stephen Knight Show. We're nominated for our very first award. Patiently wait to see who gets the final nomination for the awards that will take place in November. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Entertainment Awards. This is the fourth year of the Hottest Entertainment Awards, and each year they get bigger and better than ever. The ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards recognizes over 36 categories, from music artists to restaurants, comedians to local sports bars. This is the third year that I have been nominated, and the first year for the Stephen Knight Show that has attracted the nomination for Hottest Internet Radio Show. For more information about the 2012 ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards, please visit atlshottest.com. We're going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the awards and get some of these nominees, talk to some of these nominees. So we'll be right back after this.
I never felt like this before. This life feels incredible. Together we can do anything. So eternal feels like infinity. Baby, I run to we
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
That's good. That's good. So, what you nominated for? Tell us a little bit.
I'm actually nominated for the Playwright of the Year Award.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is an actor right here.
Make sure I get you, give you my card.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Tell us about some of the things you're doing here in Atlanta.
Right now, I'm actually the theater director for the Metroplex Theater. Actually produced 4 or 5 plays here in Atlanta.
Mm.
Actually have another one coming out this year, November 9th and 10th, called To Change Mine.
What's that about?
Basically about a man who has a good man who turned bad.
Okay.
How the baby mama always come in when she wants the money, but don't want the relationship.
You know all about that. I don't, but I know. I've heard it.
I've heard it.
So, how does it feel to be nominated? You've been nominated before. Is this your first year?
This is my first award.
Wow.
Yeah,
big.
Pleasure. It's an honor.
Yeah. So, if you take home that award, what's going to be going through your mind?
Finally being recognized for what I do.
How long have you been doing it?
I've actually been doing it for 6 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is six years in the making.
In the making. It feels pretty good just to be here tonight.
I hear that. So tell us about what's going on, because we're here. We're not really out there with everybody. What's going on tonight out there?
Man, all I know, all you see is talent.
Yeah.
It's talent,
yeah.
Love, unity, especially in the entertainment field. You just feel the unity, the love, the networks, everything.
That's what I like about the ATL Titus Entertainment Awards is that, you know, when people are doing things kind of on an independent level, you don't always get that recognition.
Exactly.
So something like this, you actually get the recognition. You know, I've been to two of the award shows, and you really feel that, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Oh, you think that you doing something big around here, you know what I mean? So, definitely, Well, definitely. Thank you for coming out, though. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope you get that award.
I hope y'all get y'all award too.
I will, man. All right, we're gonna take listen to more music. We have more nominees coming in. We'll be right back.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh.
I don't like you, I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute, that's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it, though I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so far?
Entertainment Award. Introduce yourself, young lady.
My name is Bimi, a.k.a. Bimi Speak, a.k.a. the Mobile Youngster Diva.
Okay, and my man right here?
Yeah, you already know it's your boy, Trip James.
Yeah, winning.
All right.
So what are we nominated for? What you nominated for, Trip?
I'm nominated for Future Superstar and Hottest Male Hip Hop Rap.
Okay, and you?
I'm nominated for Hottest Caribbean Artist.
Caribbean, you heard the accent, the sexy accent. So tell us, you've been doing a lot of things around Atlanta. Tell us about what you've been doing.
I've been doing a couple of things, you know. I got a single out with Bone Crusher for one. I got
okay.
my mixtape out. It's called Saltwater Kool-Aid. I'm working on my second mixtape as well. Hemp Hop Magazine, he's supposed to be bringing in a magazine. I'm all plastered over Hemp Hop Magazine.
Yeah.
The CEO of the Knuck Awards, that's my manager.
Okay.
So we're working on some great things coming up. You know, just doing what we do. I just got awarded the best local artist on the Atlanta Reggae Scene Awards.
Okay.
Fourth one as well, so that's a good look.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Trip, you've been doing some things. Tell us about what you got going on, man.
Basically, I just dropped a mixtape, Global Winning Volume 1, hosted by DJ Finale Stack Up. You know what I'm saying? Dipset, number one DJ. Also won an award with... Hot Block Magazine, they had an award show. I had got Hottest Grinding Artist. I got two more award shows coming up that I've been nominated for.
Okay.
And
I'm about to
drop my album in a minute, you know what I'm saying? Just really just working on my mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Getting my collabs together. And I'm about to go back on tour. So, you know, y'all just make sure y'all look out for me. Google me, True with 2P James. And me on all social network. I'm down to collab, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, branch out, you know, do my thing.
So let me ask y'all, what does it mean, like, to be recognized at, like, a war show like this? You know, for, you know, a lot of us are independent, but, you know, we're making moves, but we're still trying to, you know, doing that underground grind. What does this mean to be nominated for these awards?
Well, it means a lot, trust me, because it shows that everybody is actually recognizing what you do as an indie artist.
Yeah.
Because indie artists, we don't get a lot of respect,
exactly.
We don't get a lot of love, we don't get a lot of attention, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we are out here doing our thing, believe it or not, you
yep.
know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We're doing our thing, just like a lot of artists are doing their thing.
I hear that,
you know what I'm
I hear that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really, you know, I feel great.
Oh, right, and you're about to perform, right?
I'm about to perform tonight, yes.
Okay, okay. What will you be performing?
I will be performing here tonight.
What will you be performing?
Oh, I'll be performing my single. It's called Crush, and I did that with Shadon Tishane.
Okay.
Definitely. For all the guys and the girls out there who got crushes on each other.
Okay. So where can people check you out?
I'm on Facebook. If you go on Facebook, my personal page is Be Me, Mystique. Actually, it's Be Mystique.
Okay.
The letter B, then Mystique, MYSTIQUE77. I'm on Twitter. It's @BMSTIQUE.
Okay.
And then, you know, I have, like, you know, links from there for the other
social networks. There's so many of them now, right? Well, do your thing tonight, okay? And
yes,
thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about you. How's it feel to be nominated for this award?
It's a blessing and an honor because, you know, sometimes it feel like, you know what I'm saying, do they see my grind? Is
right.
my grind in vain?
Mm-hmm.
So to be nominated, you know what I'm saying, is an honor. But to actually get an award, man, it's a bliss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, you know, they just let me know that, you know, I need to keep grinding. And, you know what I'm saying, the sky's the limit.
Absolutely. Where can they check you out? Where can they find you?
Oh, you know what I'm saying? They can add me on all social network by Googling me. True with 2P Jane, because if I told you all my websites, man, we'll be here
all
tonight.
Day. Trust
yeah.
me. I got a bunch of my stuff.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to thank you all both, and best of luck to you all for the award.
Appreciate
okay? All right.
Thank you.
So listen for more music. We'll be right back.
Oh, baby, you're there.
We're back at the nominees gig. I got three beautiful women with me right now. I'm the luckiest man in the world right now. I'm going to let them introduce themselves and tell us a little about you. Who's about you first?
Well, hello, hello. My name is Miss Kendra. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, good, good.
Good, great. Yes, I'm an R&B pop singer. I was nominated tonight for Hottest Vocalist.
Okay.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank
and you?
I'm Kate Swan. I was nominated tonight for Hottest Female Rap Artist.
I am the Diva Nikki Wade.
Excuse me, Diva.
And I was nominated for, or I am nominated for Hottest Host, Hottest Playwright, and Miss ATL Life of the Party.
Oh, wow.
And my company, Diva Entertainment Group, is nominated for Hottest Promotion.
Okay, that's what's up.
And one more thing. Me and Miss Kendra are representing the super bitches.
All right.
Yeah, super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, honorable women of the world, and we were nominated for the Hottest Glam Squad.
Yes. Congratulations. Congratulations to all of you. So let me ask y'all, we're here at the nominees gala, and it all leads up to the ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards, which is November. What does it feel to be nominated?
It's an honor to do this independently and know that, you know, your viewers are in someone's business. So it's an honor, you know, and I feel greatly appreciated for the nomination.
Is this the first year being nominated, or have you all been nominated?
This is the first year.
Okay, well, I can tell you, I was nominated for the first time in 2010.
Wow.
And I was just like, wow, you know, because the fact that at an independent level, we're saying that people are noticing and recognizing the hard work you're doing.
Right.
So, if you take home that trophy, what's it going to do for you?
Where we take it home?
Where you take
it home? Right.
I like that.
We take it home. I think we just got to put it up and wait for the, you know, the next month to come sit right next to us.
I hear that. So, what do we have going on right now? What are you doing right now?
Well, right now, I'm just doing a lot of promotion right now. I'm promoting my new single. That's how I'm going up. You guys can get off of Rebirth Nation on Facebook, which is under my government name, Kendra King. But Miss Kendra Rebirth Nation, Twitter, Miss Kendra 2012. You guys could download that. I have a free download. You know, it's a very good inspirational song. You know, I wanted to touch a lot of the women that's out here.
Okay.
That has gone through a lot of struggles and have, like, identity crises or just different little things in their life. You know, I just want to give a little bit to them that it's okay. You know, let them know that it's okay and you still can go up through whatever it is you're going through in life.
Yeah. Well, we definitely need more positive things. What you got going on, young lady?
I'm promoting my hot single, plural, Round the Way Girl, and it's a motivation. You know what I'm saying? And Don't Need You, also a motivational song for the women. Dropping my mixtape third week in November. It's called No Questions Asked, because there will be no questions asked. Representing for the females. Just doing a lot of promotions right now, so be looking out for me. I do have the hot downloads on Reverb Nation. You can find me, K-Swan-HVIC, at Twitter, Facebook. Google me, you will find
Well, I'm getting ready to release my third music video independently, of course.
Okay.
So you can check me out. I'm on YouTube, Nikki Wade, N-I-K-K-I.
Okay.
And I'm promoting my artist that I manage, Mr. Don Daniels, who's an R&B soul artist, Ebony Laurent, who's an R&B, female R&B artist, and my group, Geek House, which is a young hip-hop artist. Also, Kyrie the Young Prodigy, who is also nominated today for a Hottest Super Spy. But and you can look us up at divadement.com, or of course you can Google us, or you can find us on Facebook. But I'm on my way to New York in another week, and I got a show in New York. So can't make it there, you don't make it there.
I'm about to ask y'all because I'm a male that's been nominated. But so what does it feel like when you look on here and you see three African-American women nominated doing their thing?
It's very powerful.
Because it's not many of us.
Right.
Yeah, right.
When you see them, it's very powerful. It's uplifting.
I mean, the whole experience is humbling, but again, with this kind of power, it's uplifting, it's motivational, like the other two ladies were saying. And it just brings about a feeling of sisterhood that we haven't had in a long time.
Right.
I think everybody thinks that young African-American women are always at odds, and that's
right,
not true. It's not true. It's more often that we're supporting each other because we have to. If we don't have a sisterhood, then what will we have?
You know, it's interesting you all said it, because that was the first thing that ran through my head when y'all sat down. I didn't know who knew who, or who, but y'all were all, in, you know, like,
right.
You know, celebrating each other, you know what I mean? So
absolutely.
We definitely here at the Stephen Knight Show what wish you all the best. Hope you, all y'all take on every award
thank
you're nominated
you.
For. And I look forward to seeing you at the top.
All right. Thank you both for Miss Kendra. How to be mine. Nikki Way.
And the Stephen Knight Show.
Stephen Knight
I like
show.
That.
We love you.
Thank you so very much. All right, we'll listen to some more music. We'll come back with some more of the nominees. Right back.
Turn up the music if they try to turn us down. Turn up the music, can I hear it till the speaker?
another nominee and two wonderful guests with us. First, let's talk to the nominee. Tell us your name and what you're nominated for.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Knox, NOXX. I'm nominated in four different categories. I'm nominated in the best hip-hop male arm or rap and hip-hop. I'm nominated in the hottest hip-hop movement. I'm hotter than ATL's Future Superstar.
Okay.
And I'm nominated in, man, what's my last category?
You can't even keep up.
Man, I can't even keep up. There's one more, and they just told me about it just recently. So, you know, I'm just here enjoying the event.
See, you know what? These are people I don't like right here because they get all these nominations trying to sweep the awards every year.
I'm the glad to be here. I'm glad to be here, man.
No, congratulations.
Appreciate it.
And then I have a new Facebook friend here beside me. Tell us your name, young lady.
My name is AC. I'm with ATL Radio here in Atlanta.
Okay.
And also the founder and creator of Rimshot Productions.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Rimshot Productions.
Okay, so it's a theatrical production premiering on November 3rd at the 14th Street Playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And really the storyline is about how hard it is for women to enter the entertainment industry without having to sacrifice so much in order to be relevant.
Wow. And you have one of your artists with you, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
What's up? How you doing, lady?
Ladies. He's a
gentleman. He's a lady. All right, what up, dog? What's up with y'all?
Tell us about you.
I'm Jose Quavo. I'm from Old San Juan.
Okay.
I sing R&B. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming real soon. Champagne Campaign.
All right. So what can we expect in the rest of this year going into New Year from you all?
Any and everything, man.
Okay.
We're trying to hit the top. You know what I mean?
That.
At the end of the day, what I'm really trying to do is take Rimshot Production on a national tour.
Okay.
Our objective really is to bring awareness to human trafficking.
Mm.
And it happens domestically here in Atlanta, Georgia, more than any other city.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to hit every major city that has a problem with human trafficking.
Yeah, they said the major cities is where you see it happen a lot.
Exactly,
exactly.
And there's a lot of parallels that run to the entertainment industry and all that the girls have to do in order to be relevant, you know?
True. You know, we were just talking to three women who are nominated as well, and they were just talking about, you know, how difficult it is as a woman in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that relate to the work that you're doing? How would you say?
You know, I mean, think about it now. Turn on BET After Dark and just check it out. I'm not trying to call on that now, but I'm going to just call it out.
Right, yeah.
Why do we have to be half nude talking about what we're about to do with whoever else and whatever else in order to be relevant? I mean, there's so many talented artists, female and male, that don't have to sacrifice and give up that particular message in order to be relevant.
Mm.
I'm about tired of seeing it. And so I'm casting this with a bunch of independent artists that have really carved a path for themselves by staying on the straight and narrow and not sacrificing themselves to do it.
Do you think, because they were having a conversation, I was camera with Shaw watching the other day, that obviously sex sells.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course. That's the whole thing, of course.
They said for sure.
Follow me, ladies.
All right.
And Mr. Jose _ Cuervo.
But you know, we're talking about the sex images. Because you find out, you know, you have random people like Adele who can wear a dress.
But then
you have a lot of women like Beyonce, Rihanna, Lady Gaga. You know, they're all talented, doing big things.
Right.
But they have to show more skin.
Right.
Do you think that an artist can be successful and not do all that? All day.
I know so many of them. I have a whole cast full of them.
Okay.
Athena Renee. I'm talking about India Ryan, Chandria Elliott. Jose is over here on the other side of the coin. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
They don't have to do all that extra in order
because
to develop
it. Because
they
have a
talent. Exactly.
They're
truly talented.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, hey, I love hip-hop and all that. I've done it all. I've seen it all, whatever. I'm not judging, but what I'm saying is that there needs to be an environment carved out for people that are
that don't
want to
do that.
Exactly,
right.
That don't want
to
do that.
I just feel like you can keep the whole industry standard, like, broad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if that's what you do, do that.
Right.
If you don't do that. Do what you do.
There's
what you're
comfortable
people,
yeah.
They're going to love what you do.
Right.
That's what I do. I'm bringing the grind movement back.
I hear that.
That's my thing. You know, I'm with singing about love making. You know, chilling with the fellas. I got a mixture for the fellas.
Okay.
So, fellas, I got something for you,
got
too.
Got something for them, too.
You
right.
Yeah. I want to shout out Knox, man. You keeping hip-hop alive. Vote that boy, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
We
got four different categories.
Four different categories.
Shout out to Knox, man. Keeping hip-hop alive and still live.
Absolutely. So tell us, is this your first year being nominated?
This is my first year being nominated, and it's been a blessing, man, just getting this recognition.
So I was like, four awards, four nominations, first year. How,
What can you say? What does that mean?
Honestly, because I gotta give it to my fans, the people that support me, the people that follow me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I gotta give a shout out to everybody on Twitter. We have about 8,200 something right now. I want to make it to about 10,000 at the end of this year. But I couldn't do none of this without any of those fans.
Right. Yeah,
like, I appreciate that. I appreciate the support from my hometown. Shout out 316. And I really want to give a shout out to Miss Lady right here because she's saying something positive, and I appreciate that because I'm on a positive move myself.
I appreciate
you
that.
You know?
I mean,
and 8,000 what is that?
Followers.
Followers.
Man, I tell you what. I got a number of lady followers, but I got you, man. I'm at 150,000 Twitter followers.
Okay.
And I want all my followers to follow Knox. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do. We're going to tweet that thing. Follow that boy. We keeping hip hop alive. You know what I'm saying? Showing love to all the ladies. Me and Knox, we coming with something. We're telling you this right now. It's exclusive. And we coming with that.
Hey, it's a beautiful thing when you get to sit down and meet, you know, real people, real artists. It's a very beautiful thing. People out here doing things, that's doing what they do. Like my man Jose said, doing what they do.
Right, right.
It's a very beautiful thing.
Let me ask you, because a lot of times, you know, there can be jealousy when people are in the same industry. I was joking with what you talking about. We nominated for some of the same award. Oh, I got to watch it. But how do you keep it so that you're not jealous or you're not worried, but you're doing you, you are on your grind, and you're not really concerned about what's going on? How can you stay in that mindset? How can you do that?
You just said it. Do you.
Right, right.
I don't care. Let me tell you, me and him, two different dudes. We
right.
We got two different cloths.
Exactly.
We got two different stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell my story, you tell yours, and maybe we can come together and tell a story that's equally, you know, together, but at the same time, just do you, keep God first, like really, keep God first, because people selling their souls out here.
They are.
Not me, though.
Yeah. Right, right.
I ain't doing it. Nah, I ain't
don't do that. Don't do that.
Ain't gonna happen.
Illuminati, we ain't doing it.
I ain't doing it.
We ain't doing it. We ain't doing it.
Just do you, man.
Right, right.
I don't care about what nobody else saying. That's how I run.
Well, let me find out where we can find you, follow you, Google you. Tell everybody, introduce yourself again and tell us where we can check you out.
Yo, y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, NOXX, a.k.a. Slam. You can find me at NOXX316 on Twitter. You can Google that, NOXX316. You can find me on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, MySpace, Reverb, whatever. NO2X is the 316.
All right.
Yeah, this is AC with ATL Radio, and I'm the executive producer of Rimshot Production. Come check us out at 14th Street Playhouse. On November 3rd, two shows, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And to get more information, you can go to rimshotproduction.com. That's rimshotproduction.com.
All right. And my man.
Yo, this is Mr. Jose Cuervo. You know what I'm saying? You can follow me at Mr. Jose _ Cuervo. That's with a Q, not a C. So that's Mr. Jose _ Cuervo. Everything I got on the Internet is the same way. I got a single dropping tomorrow called Flexing. You already know what it be about.
All right. Well, listen, we got talent in this building. We're going to keep bringing more people, more nominees, and talented people in Atlanta, y'all. Keep doing your thing. More music. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. If you didn't come to party, then you better go home.
Yeah, get it right. She's a hot star. Big Bully, let's go. Tree, where you at, baby?
Can you hear the sound now? feet in the air, drinking my glass. DJ is rocking, we're at his last. And nobody cares about the time. We're gonna party all night,
nominees. Introduce yourself. Tell us about you.
Danaka Woodrick, editor-in-chief of Hip Hop Magazine, nominated for Hottest Entertainment Magazine in ATL.
And what are you nominated for?
Hottest Entertainment Magazine.
Yeah. Look, you know my mind going. I got all this. My bad. Okay, congratulations. Tell us what you're doing, sir.
My name is Bill Rasul. I'm with Barley Sports Bar downtown.
Oh.
We're nominated for Best Entertainment also.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you tell us about the event tonight. What's been the experience? What are you?
Well, from what I've seen, I think it was very well put together. I think Passkey did an excellent job in targeting the audience the proper way to get the proper results necessary.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. They definitely. Last year, I didn't get a chance to come down.
Okay.
I'm glad.
That's what that passed.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they invited me to come down.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I was stuck in Barley's. I said,
yeah,
this year I'm going to make it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, it's very well put together. I like the fact that they're recognizing the up-and-coming entertainment and the people that have been in the entertainment in Atlanta for a while, because I've been working on a lot of groups out here.
Yeah.
So it's really great. Just you know, I know there's more than music. My part is the music, and, you know, the sports and entertainment part.
Right.
So, I mean, great job.
So what does it mean to be nominated, you know, amongst your peers here in Atlanta? Atlanta's a city. Everyone has a sports bar. Everybody has everything going on.
I'm telling
but
you,
to be recognized for what you're doing, what does it mean?
It means a lot. I mean, you know, it's a struggle out here, man. I mean, you know, bars come and go.
Yeah, they do.
Barley's has got longevity. They've been down in 6 years.
Mm.
Okay. A group of us just took over in August.
Okay.
And we're maintaining it, we're building it, and it's growing. I mean, you know, we went from 3 days a week of entertainment to five.
Wow.
You know, and
wow.
I mean, the people are coming back, they're enjoying it. So to be able to be recognized like that amongst our peers, I mean, we got the South Side we're pulling from.
Oh.
We got the North we're pulling from. We're pulling from the East.
Yeah.
South Side is real strong.
Right.
You know, you got folks like Ultimate and all them guys over there backstage. And we're competing with them, and we're doing well.
So what do you think is the staying power that they can use to all stand out against some of your peers?
One of the things we got, I'm going to brag about, is our hospitality. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
You know, we don't play with that.
Right, yeah.
Okay, we're going to make sure that you're satisfied when you come in and when you go out.
Okay.
The product, the food is outstanding. We're not your typical sports bar.
Right.
We have more than just chicken wings.
Right, exactly.
No, I mean,
exactly.
Some bars on it, sports bars, you have chicken wings, onion wings, all that.
Yeah.
No, we got pastas, we got salads, we got salmon, we got, you know, shrimp and grits and things like
that.
So our menu is a large menu.
Okay.
So it's more than what your average sports bar has.
Diverse.
That makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got 10,000 square feet. We got 22 pool tables. We got 28 high-definition TVs upstairs, downstairs. What you want, music downstairs, live? DJ, we got it all.
I know where my next party going to be at.
Come on down, man. Come on down. We'll hook you up. I'm telling you.
I hear that.
Yeah,
I hear that. So tell about the magazine.
Well, with being one of the number one college magazines there is, being on all college campuses, you know, I find it very amazing with some of the talent that we come across here, not just in Atlanta, but from across the region that we came across. As you see, Jay Parker, that's on the cover. That's one of the first Russian hip-hop artists,
oh, wow,
period.
Wow.
And actually, that's the first Caucasian that was ever on the cover.
Okay.
So he made history.
Yeah.
The difference is we're not a magazine that, like, just caters to independents. We deal with a lot of the majors because we have to and the necessary of the check.
Right.
Let's just be honest.
Yes.
But coming from North New Jersey and starting out at NYU and – peace to all my alumni up at NYU. It's a vast difference when you're being nominated for the hottest magazine in the
nation.
Because we are more than just entertainment. We actually tell them everything from beginning A to B on how to get put on, stay on, and have longevity in this game, from how to set up college tours. And who better to tell you than a magazine that's on all the college campuses?
Yeah. Let me ask you, why is this magazine important to colleges? That's the demographic you're targeting.
Well,
what can they benefit from?
Well, number one, for the students that, let's just look at it on a ratio.
Okay.
And everywhere, not just in college, but in everywhere, 3 out of 5 human beings have some kind of dealings in the arts, whether if it's performing, managing, publishing, or acting, or theater, or dancing. The difference is, because of that ratio, 3 out of 5, you know, you have a lot of people that know the end result that they want, but they don't know the process of how to get to it.
Right, yeah.
And if you only know the end result, but you don't know the process, it'll cause an artist or a model to have a little bit of that frustration. What we do to subside that is, we show them the steps, the actual steps that all the majors use.
Right, yeah.
From beginning to end, because we represent a lot of the majors on a publishing level.
Hmm.
But on an independent level, our first independent artist that just broke and got a Caribbean Grammy is Beanie.
Okay.
She's also nominated for Best Caribbean Artist this
year. Yeah, we spoke about it. Yeah, okay.
The best thing that I could say that benefits these college students is we don't tell them lies or gimmicks. We give them the actual truth,
which is important.
And we show them how to make revenue coming out the door, whether if it's from selling a CD to how to brand and market the merchandise before it's actually ready to go out, so it can actually be beneficial to the particular shareholder,
right, should I say.
One of the major benefits for college students is it gives them something a little bit more positive to look at versus the normal thing that they see. Like for our young sisters, or should I say our young queens that aspire to model, we don't emphasize on modeling naked and skin and everything in a thong.
Right, yeah.
We actually put them in clothes. We put them with jewelry designers. We put them with real makeup products. We put them with real beverages, lotions, soaps, real products that actually makes differences to actually give them the foot up that's going to be accredited so they could get those acclimates according to their resume that could get them the necessary jobs. Because they've been an urban model for so long doesn't necessarily mean it's going to get them those jobs that they need to be sustainable and feed their family. The difference is when you put them in front of a real camera crew with a real makeup artist, a real hair designer, you know, some real clothes that they're not only comfortable in but that they'll wear themselves.
Right, exactly. It's real.
So, exactly. So we don't just sign, like, the perfect size 10 model all the time. We sign full-figure models, print models, face models, hand models, you name it.
Right, right.
We don't just sign any other kind of artist. The kind of artists that we put on are the ones that are necessary to building a better music environment instead of giving them the watered-down hogwash that they've been so formed, or should I say been conformed to listening to.
Right, right. Well, y'all both definitely doing a big job here in the A. And trying all over. Tell us where we can find you, follow you, the website. Tell us, start with you.
We at 338 Peachtree. That's right downtown near the SunTrust building.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook at barleysatl.com.
All right.
We're on Twitter. We just said I don't know the Twitter. That's not good. Just look for Barley.
Just look for Barley.
We're on there.
All right. You can follow us on Twitter at Hemp Hop Mag. That's HEMPHOPMAG. And for all those artists that do follow us, we every so often, you know, we'll throw out a raffle and give away a free write-up and things like that. You can find us on Facebook, Hip Hop Magazine. You can find us on Georgia Tech, Georgia State, KSU, Morehouse, Clark, NYU, Shaw University, North Carolina A&T. Like, I mean,
all over.
Schools, colleges, so. If you got a loved one that's on them campuses, ask them to pick you up that current edition of Hip Hop Magazine. If you run into some of the hip hop reps out at some of these functions, yes, they will charge you, but it is free to the college students because we love giving back.
I hear that. Well, listen, y'all, for the Stephen Knight Show, we wish you all the best with your nomination.
Shout out to the Stephen Knight Show.
Shout out to
hottest radio show on the internet, Hip Hop Mag.
That's it.
The Knocker Wardrick, editor, she said so.
All right, y'all.
Yeah.
We'll listen to some more music. Right back with some more nominees. Right back after this.
Hands up in the air. I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at all. In this motherfucker, I'ma need the baddest bra to twerk off in this motherfucker. I'ma go harder till it hurts off in this motherfucker. I'm a boss, so you gotta work off in this motherfucker. And I could get you anything you want. I could put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Sean, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. Follow us around. Rockin' Shine John. Man, I just ended up on everybody's guest. I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be here, so if you ask me how I feel, I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected, bitch.
Hands up in the air.
One time for the west side, let me see them
hands up in the air.
And two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air.
And three times for the baddest chick in the world who got her
hands up in the air.
Yeah. Now
I'ma hit the drink up.
On a budget, me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing
and
nothing.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at
show. I think we've interviewed everyone that we could get our hands on for this ATL nominees gala. I'm overwhelmed, but a lot of talent here, a lot of people doing good things. For more information on ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards, go to atlshottest.com. I'm going to leave you all with some music because I'm ready to go home. I'm tired. Had a long day. Adam's
in. Did a good job.
Oh, Ms. Parker, you were there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Ms. Parker, you know how it was last year. It was that time 10.
Yeah. So, I understand.
But it was a lot of good talent, a lot of people doing great things. So we're going to close out on
some pictures.
Yeah, we did.
We did take some good pictures. We're going to close out playing music until the next half hour. But next week on the Stephen Knight Show, we're going to be talking to people who are family secrets. It will be revealed on our show next week, so it's going to be very interesting. But until next week, God bless. Enjoy the music, and we'll talk to you again next week. All right.
By the telly, the venues in Manchester, just swerving with Balotelli. The fuck are you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. That shit's embarrassing. They even bring up these niggas, make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me. This watch is a 150. Still ain't got the time for a bitch to be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150. You niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted? Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin, and people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies, and my friends are having babies, and babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit is crazy, and I don't know if speaking on it helps. This is shit that's on my mind. I just keep it to myself, you know.
Can't you talk to me?
Save me, can't say I'm not hurt. I'll be damned if I'm broken. What we have. iHeartRadio on demand.
And I admit that I thought about creeping, so you could get a dose of how I feel. Some hearts can never seem to break even. What would seem to so rather pack it up and leave it? Cause here we are again, cause you're wrong again. You're trying to tell me that you love me. Sure, I should say another thing.
Why you worry about that other? Cause that other worry about another. Yeah, you say it's over, but you still fussing. You just clumsy, always tripping over nothing. That other brother, just that other. I give her space and give you the mothership. You can't let her tell down what we built. I told you if you gotta die, then I'll be your seatbelt. In sickness and in health, a rich poor, and I stay rich. But love is the same. And I'm riding with a girl named Keisha. Smoking on.
me. Knowing me and you got that mental telepathy, meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread they popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep it warm and in a chinchilla. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week you're my five-course
baby
meal for real.
Check out the EOTM Media Group, yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTM PR.